Okay, so we are at Kriyas Sefer Torah, Siman Kuf Mem Dalet. Today's shiur is sponsored by Uli Nishmat Yaakov Yitzchak Ben Chaim. Just two quick things from before. If in the middle of laning, we see that there's this mistake in the Sefer Torah, if it's a quick fix, it is recommended to fix it on the spot. It's more kavod to the Sefer Torah, and if it's a quick fix, it'll take the same or less time. A quick fix can be just taking out a ballpoint pen that's very black, connecting something if something's broken, or just take a little blade or some sort if you have one, to separate where two letters are stuck together, or if you're gifted, you can even, and you're a sofer, whatever, you have a komos, and you can just write an extra letter real quick. And Lamaisa does not have to be dry. You can still read it, even if it's wet. So I saw in Yalkut Yosef. And also, it could happen with a very old Sefer Torah, 200 years old plus, that the letters start to turn a little bit reddish or a little bit brownish, and it's still kasher. You don't take out a new Sefer Torah for that. Okay, Kuf Mem Dalet Aleph. Okay, this will go a little quick. Midalgin Banavi V'en Midalgin B'Torah. So we skip around, we can move around from one place in Navi to another for that when you're reading the Haftarah, but not when reading Kriya Satara. Eimadagim Batarah Parsha Zula Parsha Acheret. Okay, we don't go from one to another, we read in order. However, Vahani Mili Vishnein Yanim. That's only if it's two separate topics. You can end up confusing or distracting the people too much, and it's not a good idea. So that's the tekana. Aval bechad inyana, but if it's on one topic, kegon achrei motvach ba'asor, it's all about shekohen gadol korei b'yom kippurim. It's all about Yom Kippur. So then medalgin, we allow you. Lu shelo yikra al peh. And this is obviously you cannot be reading Baal Peh. You can't read Baal Peh even one letter, right? You mentioned this. So obviously if someone is helping you out, you have to be very careful that when you're repeating what he's telling you, you're not just repeating Baal Peh, you are actually saying it. And incidentally, one should be careful when they have a bar mitzvah boy laning to remind them, because it's very easy for a bar mitzvah boy to just be reading Baal Peh, you wouldn't even know. And if you're losing yourself, it's easy to lose yourself, even especially in a parsha like Parshas Hazinu, from one column to another. Make sure you're reading from the Ktav. And when you're reading from a Navi, it's okay to move, even if it's two different topics, to pop around. But it's got to be quick. You can't have people waiting around for you. This is only if you're in one sefer of Navi. Aval min Navi leNavi emedalgin. But you don't switch around from one Navi to another, two different Navim, if it's two different topics. If it's one topic, you're also allowed to. Ubi Treyasar, medalgin min Navi leNavi. But anywhere in Treyasar, it's all considered one Navi for this halacha. So therefore, you can skip from one Navi to another within Treyasar, even if it's on two different topics. But not that you're going from one end to the other. It will be too much of a tircha of everybody waiting.
We do this in Tanis Zibor.
This comes up in a couple times a year. But not so relevant, because we just follow what's printed in the Chumashim. We don't have to think about it too much. Correct. Bet. No hagin v'shabbat sheish bo hatan. If there's a chatan, someone who just got married, lomar achar haftarat hashavua. We'll read the quotes. Haftarat, talking about the haftarah. Yesh omim shu milishon ein maftirin achar haPesach sheinyano siluk kamo siluk tefilat shacharit. The expression comes from finishing or getting away from doing it. So that's the same expression, that we don't finish eating anything after the Pesach besides the afikom and the matzah. So to here, we're finishing. Okay, so again, there is a custom for a chatan to read Shnayim o shlosha psukim mehaftarat sos asis. Three psukim from Yishayahu talking related to marriage. Ukeshachal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbat uviyom Rishon. And also, when Rosh Chodesh, some have the custom to also read Achar Shem Haftarin Haftarah b'Shabbat. After the regular Haftarah, they add a pasomim pasuk Rishon or pasuk Acharon Haftarat. Vayomer Lo Yonatan Machar Chodesh. Ve'en Nimchot Biadam. It's not a problem. That's their minhag. You don't have to stop them. It's fine. And the main reason is because nowadays it's all ready. We have all of our printed chumashim. Everything is ready to go. There's no tircha. No one's waiting around. No one's getting confused. Okay, Gimel. In Golalin, Sefer Torah. Right. Some also I just mentioned by the Sfardim. They have at the end a pasuk called Goalinu. Anyway, it's a common pasuk. Same idea. That's the custom. They say it every week. And again, it's not a problem. Gimel. Ein golim sefer Torah b'tzibur mipnei kevod atzibur. V'im en lahem ela sefer Torah echad v'hem tzrichim likot b'shnei inyanim golim v'idache kevod atzibur. L'chadchila, we don't want to have to start being golel, rolling the sefer Torah while everyone's standing around waiting. It's not kevod atzibur. Better to have... it's better to take out two or three Sefer Torah depending on what's needed. But if you don't have a choice, you only have one, and we need to read. Right? Sometimes this comes up by a special maftir for Musaf, Hanukkah, we're all familiar. So then if you only have one Sefer Torah, you have no choice. Dal, Ein Kurim Adam Echad Bishnei Sefer Torah. One person should not get two aliyot from one Sefer Torah. As a matter, even in a minhag, in a place where the minhag is, you sell them, one should not get two aliyot. Mishum pigamo. It looks like it's a pagam when you move from one Sefer to a... One second. Ein kurin adam echad bishnei Sefer Torah. One person should... Sorry, let me reread this. One person should not read from two Sefer Torah. Mishum pigamo. It looks like you might be making a pagam shel rishon of the first Sefer Torah. Like, why is the same? It wasn't enough. He read from this Sefer Torah. He has to read from another Sefer Torah. Perush shenir ekip pogam matil dofi barishon. It sounds like you're insulting and spreading bad rumors about the first Sefer Torah.
Because usually you only do that if the first one's possible.
Right, you only do that if the first one's possible. Exactly. Yaval shlosha gavri b'shlosha svarim, that you're allowed to have three or two aliyot from two or three sefer Torah. Kagon Rosh Chodesh Tevet shechal yot b'Shabbat leika mishum pegam. Okay. I think that means even if it's the same guy, no, it has to be three different people. That's not connected. All right, sorry. Because you wouldn't think there's a pagam, no? I can't have the same guy reading all three. Right? Must be three different people. Otherwise, we'll have the pagam. Okay. Fine. Now we know that what's it called? Now, but the one person who gets one of the main aliyot, so there's a machloket, he can also get maftir afterwards. And it's machloket if that's okay. And everyone's makel when it comes to Simchas Torah. Although I think lechatchila, if you know who's going to get your chatan breshit or chatan Torah, there's no reason for him to get an aliyah beforehand. Again, it's not a real problem, but there's no need for it. Okay. Kuf Mem Hey Aleph Bimei Chachmei HaGemara Hayu Noagim Matargem Kedei She'avinu Ha'am. So the custom was they used to have a Matargem in their Lashon, in their language, which was Aramaic, so everybody heard. And they used Onkelos, which was given through Ruach HaKodesh. So Ein HaKorei Rosh, right? So nowadays we don't do that because we don't have the Ruach HaKodesh with art school. I mean, maybe we do, but I don't know.
Except the
Teimani. Well, the Teimani can still do it, but the Targum. Okay. Ein HaKorei Roshai Likrot LeTurgaman Yoter MiPasuk Echad. One cannot. Okay, going to do one pasuk at a time. Ve'en HaMetargim Roshai LeTurgam Achich LaPasuk MiPi HaKorei. and everyone has to wait for each other. Right? The Matar game has to wait for the first guy to be finished. Same thing. The one reading has to wait for the Targum to be finished. Obviously, there's an Indian of Kavod to the Kriya. Also, if you start talking over each other, you're going to end up missing some of the words. You're going to end up missing both, missing one. Then a koy rashay lagbia yukolo yoter me'amatargim. The bal koy should not read louder than the matargim. The matargim yoter me'akoy. In other words, they should have the same volume. It's based on a pasuk. The Moshe Yedaber v'Halakim na'enu bekol. That it's in the same. It's also more. I think it's also more kavod. But that's the asmachta. Okay. Ve'ein hakoy rashay l'seya l'matargim. Now, if the matargim needs help, you get stuck. Right, that happens to me sometimes, and you get stuck. You don't know what you're saying. The Baal Kore cannot help him out. It's got to be somebody else. Shelo yomru targum katu batara. One might think that since it's coming out of the mouth, the Baal Kore, that his words are actually, or the targum is in the Torah. But, I mean, there's only a couple of words that are in Aramaic and the Torah. Keep it that way. Bet. Katan metargem al yidei gadol. What does it mean? Al yidei means four. A katan is allowed to be metargim, to read the targum, for a bal kore, who's older or is a gadol. Aval eino kava lagadol shir targim ayde katan. But it's not appropriate for a gadol to be doing the tirgum for a katan who's reading. Okay? So is a katan pasul for reading? So we learned mikar adin according to. But in the Mishnah and the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be that the Katan is allowed to read even the main Aliyah. What? Exactly. That's right. So, okay. So, definitely not a Kasha.
So, I'll let you explain that the Kori is not Motsi Tzibor. There's a mitzvah Hamantah Raja. You hear it? That's
you. Gimel. Ha'idna lo nagu letargim. Ha'idna lo nagu letargim. Mishum demat torale betargum kevan sheim evinim otos. So nowadays we don't have a targum at all. Okay. Kuf memvav. That's where we are. Yeah. Kuf memvav. Shalei daver bishata kriya ke aleph. Asur latseit ulaniya sefer Torah keshehu patuach. There's certainly an asur to leave while the sefer Torah is open and being read. And Chazal used the pasuk Ozve Hashem Yichlu. But okay, so that aval ben gavra la gavra between aliyot shepir dame, one is allowed to leave. There's no isur, unless of course you're going to break up the minyan, and that's a problem also. But assuming you're leaving the minyan behind and you're more than you're an extra beyond the 10, okay, so it's allowed. Bet. Kivan sheitchila korei likrot b'sefer Torah, asur l'saper afilu b'divrei Torah. Once, so listen to the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Once one begins reading the Sefer Torah, once the Baal Korei starts, that's based on the Rambam, that's his Psak. The Mishnah Berurah just points out that some others, it's coming from a Rashba, that it's a problem even once you, as soon as you open the Sefer Torah to read from it. But anyways, Asur l'saper, you're not allowed to speak. And that's based on a pasuk from Nehemiah, where it says, V'imdu en ein amida ela shtika, means quiet. That they were listening in Sefer Nehemiah. Okay, so, Afilo bin Gavra l'Gavra, even between Aliyot, one's not allowed to speak anymore. V'afilo im hishlim hu aparsha. Even if you already, you did Shnai Mikra ve'echa Targum on your own already, you're familiar with the Parsha, you still have to listen. So, just to explain, a drop of background, there's one Maimur Chazal in Sota where it says you're not allowed to speak, but then there's another Maimur in Brachos, the Rav Sheshit, it says he would be learning. So it's a machloket rishonim, how to understand the apparent stira. What's each one talking about? So the Shulchan Aruch, this is not a normal case of Stam V'yesh Omrim. This is a and besides, the Machaber explains himself. Let me continue. But this is one Maimar Chazal says you're not allowed to speak. Another one says the Rav Sheshit did. So here we're going to see a few different perushim among the Rishonim. When is it permitted to speak or learn while Kriya Sitar? All right. Both is because is a problem. According to the way that they learn the Gemara and Sota, even Ben Gavra the Gavra, you're not allowed to speak. You can't even answer a shaila, a halakhic shaila, unless it's like for that moment the guy needs to know what to do, or you need to stop him from doing any sur, then it's okay. But obviously the Gavra can discuss who to call up. But besides that, then we're not allowed to. So according to the first to Sota, nothing's allowed. It seems to be up. We're assuming the Gemaras aren't arguing. At least the Rishonim reconcile it. V'yesh matirin ligros belachash. So one of the Rishonim say no. That's if it's out loud, you're not allowed to. But you can read quietly to yourself, where it doesn't make any noise, and you're not disturbing anybody. If you have 10 other people, you have 10 other people who are listening. Your mindset is everyone else is going to listen and I'm not going to listen. Obviously, it doesn't work so well if everyone's thinking the same thing. But that if everyone's paying attention and you don't want to, mutar lesaper b'divrei Torah, you're allowed to share divrei Torah with your neighbor. And some say you're allowed to if that's your whole life. That's what you do for a living. And it could be even during. Depends how you learn it. So, and the poskim say even though people do it for a living nowadays, but do they say nowadays we don't have people on this madriga where they're not wasting time to we call them learning for a living. V'yesh matirin l'misha kodem sheniftach sefer Torah mazir panav amar atzma shen or etzel lishma sefer Torah alikra. If before you start leaning, the shulitzibur starts, you sit down and you open up your book and you start learning. So it shows that if you're learning later, it's not a lack of kavod to the Torah. It's showing that you started learning first and then they started leaning and you don't have to stop what you already started. This is what you're doing. So then, you start, and then they start afterwards. We have a very similar halacha, somewhat similar. Someone is not supposed to walk into the room and sit down next to someone who's davening Shmona Esrei, the Amida. But if you were there first, sitting, learning, and the guy comes into your space and starts davening the Amida, then you don't have to get up and leave. So it's a little similar. Okay, velikrot. So those are the different opinions. We'll get to the maskana shortly. Velikrot shnayim mikra ve'echad targum bishat kriyat haTorah sharei. According to everybody, you're allowed to read along shnayim mikra or one of the shnayim mikra with the baal korei, and that's okay. That's not a problem because you're doing the exact same thing with them. V'kol ze eino inyan leparshat zachor parshat parashem v'asar midoraita. Now, this doesn't apply to Parshat Zachor and Para. All the opinions say you have to listen very carefully and not be learning something else during Parshat Zachor and Para, because these are have to be done with the minyan of 10 Midoraita. Of course, they point out that it's a machloket by Para, Parshat Para. Shetzarich l'chaven u'leshoma mipi akore. Because these you really need to hear from the Baal Kore. So everyone says that. Now, this is his maskana in the Beis Yosef. In the Shulchan Aruch, v'han nachon, and the proper thing is shebechol parshiot, during the leaning of all the parshiot, ra'ui, in other words, all year long, ra'ui lemedaktik bidvarav v'chaven da'ato u'lishom ma'mipi akarei. You should not be learning when he's reading. You should be careful to listen carefully. He doesn't talk about Ben Gavra. The Gavra, he just says you should listen to the leaning carefully and not talk and not do anything else. Now. Just to point out the maskana, if you want to open up the Beis Yosef, the Berak HaBayit together, he basically writes that Efshar, you're allowed, or Kedai, you're allowed to be Somech, and all the Matirim, you're allowed to, except during the actual Kriya. which basically leaves it for Ben Gavra Lagavra, or right, the brachos and Ben Gavra Lagavra, one is allowed to be Mego. So okay, good. Gimel, Asur Lesaper Keshamaftir Kori Banavi Achiyashlim Kamava Sefer Torah. During the maftir, unless you're reading along word for word, also we should be quiet and follow along, just like the Sefer Torah. Dalit, Ein Tzarich La'amod Me'umad Ve'et Shekorim Batar. One should stand. There's no need to stand when you're reading the Sefer Torah. V'yesh Machmerim Ve'omdi. There are some who are Machmer. V'chein Asam Maharam. And that's not necessary. That was his chumrah, which you're allowed to do. Okay, so right. When the Sefer Mishnah Berurah points out the obvious, when the Sefer Torah is moving, then you have to stand. The only time you could sit down is if it reaches its place or you can no longer see it anymore. And he reminds us that if you're leaning on a table, when it's moving, that has the din of sitting. So in other words, you have to be standing on your own 2 feet. You can't be leaning on anything. The Mishnah Berurah writes, because the Mishnah Berurah, who he is, he writes, when they say Barchu, you're supposed to stand. Because it's a Davar Shebik Dusha, he says, you have to stand. However, most poskim say that's not the minhag, and you do not need to stand. Pesachei Tshuva says it's not the minhag to stand. Okay. So I don't know. Let's see. Right. And Nikar Halacha is you're allowed to sit. The reason for the minhag to stand is because just like the Bnei Yisrael received the Torah standing, so too this is a little model of Har Sinai, Kriya Set Torah. So that's the reason that's the reasoning behind the chumrah of standing. And certainly Ben Gavra LeGavra, there's no inyan to stand. Okay, Kuf Mem Zayin Aleph. Asur lechol sefer Torah aron belo mitpachat. Okay, you know what? I don't know if I said it, that also a sefer Torah, if the ink of a sefer Torah, the letters, the dio, it could happen when it's really old, 100-200 years old, that it gets a little bit reddish or brown. I don't know if I said that. I did say that. Sorry, it's good. All right. Sorry. Kuf Mem Zayin Aleph. Asur le'achol sefer Torah aron belo mitpachat. One cannot hold a sefer Torah without gloves on or without holding a some kind of a kerchief, handkerchief, scarf, something of clothing. Hagav v'yesh omrim du'adin shar kitvei kodesh. Any kitvei kodesh. Some say that's also a problem if it's written on a cloth, k'tav ashurit, the way we have it. V'lo na'agu came, but it's not the minhag. We know people hold a megillah all the time with their hands. Okay. Now, some say that if you wash your hands, then it's okay. I mean, in the Rishonim, some say it's okay if you wash your hands, then you're allowed to touch it directly. But the halacha is we don't. V'tov lahachmir im lo natal yadav sefer Torah afilu v'chai gav nasa. And the halacha is you should wash your hands before you touch a sefer Torah, even when you're going to use a mitpachat. But not obligated. And certainly one should wash their hands if they're going to before they touch a Megillah. And obviously, when necessary, like you have to, it's going to fall or something's happening, and don't worry about touching the cloth with your hands. And if you're a sofer and you need to fix it, you're allowed to use it with your hands because it's because you need to, and that's the way to do it. Okay, Gadol Sheba Otam Shikaru Batara Golo, the greatest of them. A God who's there in the minyan, it's proper to give him glila, because you know the Gemara says, "No tel schar keneged kulam, regilim liknot bedami mikarim lachaber mitzvah." And there's a custom to buy, whether it's glila, to buy aliyot, to pay good money for it, and it shows that you're mechaber the mitzvah. So, what's the big now? Nowadays, the custom is we give glila to. So it depends what you call glila. So what's the big deal about getting glila? So one shot is it's called hagba. When we say glila, or when the Gemara says glila, right? Mekabos gola, mekabos har keneged kulam. That's referring to Hagba. Some say it means you're actually the one who's wrapping it up and carrying it and bringing it to the Sefer Torah, or just what we call Gvila. Some say it's called, that's the Aliyat Mashlim. It's the one who gets the last Aliyah. And because the one who normally gets the last Aliyah in those days was the one who actually wrapped it up. Anyways, different pshatim on what it is. If it's Aliyat Mashlim, it's easier to understand. If it's just Hagbar Gulila that we know, or bringing back to the Sefer Torah, it's a little harder for us to understand. But the concept is, you're Messiah the Mitzvah. And any time a person is Messiah the Mitzvah, then you get the schar and you get the reward for making it happen, and you get the schar for all of it. So it's actually a very big schut. Also shows that you're Mechabev the Mitzvah. Perhaps it could also be, it shows that you're such a big anav, and you get this schar for being an anav. You weren't fighting to get one of the aliyot, you're happy just to get glila. Anyway, so that's the, alright. So that's that. Now, Hagah. Yesh omrim him ame'il b'tzad echad pishtan b'tzad echad meshi. It's two-sided cloth. Talking about, here we're talking about the mapa on the bima. The cloth on the bima, and so it has two sides. And it's better to have the nicer side, the silk side, on, facing upwards towards the Sefer Torah. It's more kavod. They also say in the Mishnah Berurah, it's connected the me'il. It's connected the aron, which had one side was all in gold. Velo nagu kain. It's not our minag. We're not worried about it. We don't use two different sides. Ve'en liglo b'mapa akrua. Don't use a mapa that's ripped. Imei shel acher. If you have one that you can use, right? It's not covered. Ve'en nasu amepat l'sefer Torah min dvarim nishanim shenasu v'em dvar achel etzorach hadyot. And you should not be using a mapa that's that was used for something else, of a bazui, something that's not. So it's, in other words, better to get something new and mechubad. Bet yachol mi sheyirtze. If there's a custom to buy a different kibbutz having to do with the me'il, the one who bought glila can't have any tainas, because he's getting what he's bought, and everyone's getting what they bought, and it's not a problem, and that's the minag and that show. If you're selling the honor to do take it in and out, so then you sold it, and you can't have any tainas on who's doing it. Gimel, Hagolos Evatari Amdenu Kenegad a Tefer Kadeshim Yikra Tefer. When you roll it up, it's good to have the seam in the middle, so this way, if it's going to fall or get stretched, and it might, if it's going to rip, you want it to rip on the stitches, not on the actual cloth. Dalit. So again, it also depends how you define the word agolel, but here this fits well. If you have a Svartik Sefer Torah, when you're doing Hagba, you hold it and lift it up from the outside, and then when you put it back down, you are closing it a little bit and it's coming together while you're holding it from the outside. But then before you put it away, you tighten it and properly put it away when you're from the inside of the case. I'm just going to keep reading. The Ramah starts talking based from a Rishon, that if it's one person doing it all, so I think I'm just going to keep reading. I apologize; it'll just be easier. But aval achshav shenoagim she'echad magbia ve'echad golel. You have one person doing hagba, one doing golel. Ktav yeh neged amagbia ve'chenoagim. The one who lifts it up is obviously facing the ktav. It's the same way all Ashkenazim do it nowadays. Kihu ikar golel is the main golel is the hagba ve'ha'ochei sefer Torah, the one who's holding the sefer Torah. Okay, we stop.